With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The city of Rhinelander is once again trying to find a way to make it safer for people living on the west side of the city to get downtown walking or biking. The city council has had some discussions over the last couple of years about how to create a safer route. At Monday night's meeting, two routes were proposed to the council. One would create a short boardwalk connecting West Hill Drive to Phillips Street. The other would create a longer gravel or paved path connecting the two streets. Alderperson Carrie Michalowski.
The biggest thing that I'm more concerned about is the safety factor. And anybody that's driven down Davenport Street, although it has just recently been renovated a bit, it's still, everybody goes faster than what the speed limit is. It's not a safe space to walk. So I truly feel that we need to have this move forward for safety's sake.
Concerns about costs, lighting, and the easement needed for the longer path were all raised by city council members. Ben Meyer, who lives on the west side of the city, has been advocating for a solution for years. He spoke during public comment in favor of either option. A note to listeners, Meyer is a former WXPR employee and news contributor.
If Rhinelander wants to be a place that's welcoming to young families like mine, where young families like mine and business owners want to come, want to stay, want to keep their families, it's projects like these that make Rhinelander an attractive place to be. A walkable, bikeable community is an attractive place to be and live.
City Council passed a motion to get quotes for the work and look at different grant funding options. Several members also want to hold a hearing to get public feedback. A fierce loyalist of President Donald Trump, who represents a broad swath of Wisconsin's rural north in Congress, has entered the governor's race in the battleground state. U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany becomes the third Republican to get into the race. The governor's race is open for the first time in 16 years after Democratic Governor Tony Evers decided against seeking a third term. Numerous Democrats are running, but there is no clear frontrunner. Evers has not endorsed anyone. Tiffany is a vocal supporter of President Trump, but did not immediately receive the president's endorsement Tuesday. The DNR wants to get more samples to test for chronic wasting disease in deer, especially in priority areas. Vilas, Oneida, Langlade, Lincoln, and Marathon counties are all on that priority list. Additional samples in priority areas will help the DNR better understand the disease levels and distribution. They say hunters play a significant role in CWD surveillance. Testing is available statewide through such things as self-service kiosks. Some meat processors and taxidermists are cooperating partners as well, and there are at-home kits to extract samples. You can also make an appointment with DNR staff, but there is limited availability for those. Building fitness may seem intimidating when you're just getting started. Tammy Hans, a strength and conditioning coach with Aspirus Health, recommends making fitness a part of your schedule.
People have to make a commitment to it. But it doesn't have to be an hour every day. If you can do it in increments of like 20 minutes and do it consistently, 3 days a week, 20 to 30 minutes, that's, an hour and a half of exercise.
Once you get started, things can build from there.
We set small goals, and then they can achieve those goals, and then they set more, and that's how they become better. That's how they become fit, and that's how they get into their own rhythm of their fitness routine.
Finding something you enjoy can help keep that routine going. Today is National Women's Health and Fitness Day. Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. Wisconsinites continue to speak out about how proposed utility rate hikes over the next 2 years would personally impact them. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Alliant Energy, Xcel Energy, and Madison Gas and Electric filed applications with the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin to increase their electric rates in 2026 and 2027, citing a need for infrastructure upgrades. Xcel customers like 60-year-old Thomas Burhan of Superior have already been grappling with how to keep up with rising costs. Burhan, who is disabled and lives on a fixed income, says his energy was already shut off earlier this year after he fell behind on payments.
It may be only $16 or $18, but that money could be spent for a medication that I need, for groceries, in many other better ways than my electricity going up. It goes up every year.
Xcel Energy electric rates would increase by more than 11% next year and by about 7% in 2027. Both Alliant Energy and Madison Gas and Electric have reached settlement agreements with advocates to decrease their rate hikes. Xcel Energy says it doesn't anticipate reaching a settlement. Burhan voices strong frustration about the disparities between Xcel Energy executives' compensation and the financial struggles of ordinary Wisconsin residents. In 2024, Xcel Energy CEO Bob Frenzel made $12.7 million, according to Salary.com.
I could live off that 1 hour's work very comfortably for a month and have money to burn. And that's what is so infuriating. They have no idea what it's like for the common people in Wisconsin.
Public Service Commission hearings for Xcel Energy took place earlier this month. PSC says it will make a decision on all three utility rate cases later this year. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.